No. So it'll be interesting to see.
There's something that you said earlier, saying, you know, it would probably work to the advantage of those that are in power, and then some few, obviously, that's going to disadvantage the others. But also, is it really, you know, when we talk about public safety, is it just, you know, a concern for the safety of the public, or maybe there are other deeper concerns, obviously, because we're talking about rights and freedoms as well. How does that work?
Very valid points, very valid contributions we also received. Thank you for your messages and for your calls. We'll leave it here for now. I know it's not the last time we'll be having this conversation, but we'll leave it here for now. Thank you for your contributions. We get into the third and final hour of the Phoenix Breakfast. The main news at 8 is up next. The time right now is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solution, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
The headlines. The government uncertain about enacting public gatherings bill before elections. PF urged to carefully assess next steps after court judgment. In global news, oil rises above $115 and Asia shares slide as Iran war escalates. To present the news, I'm Lucidilo Gontwe. Government says all is set for the public gatherings bill to be presented to the National Assembly, although it is unclear whether it will be enacted before the upcoming elections. Home Affairs Permanent Secretary Technical Services, Dickson Matembo, says government is aware of the pressure to move the bill into law, but insists that the process must follow due parliamentary procedure and not be rushed. Mr. Matembo says the bill was already worked on last year, and the current position awaits consideration by Parliament before any further action can be taken. He has told Phoenix News that while there had been expectations that the legislation could be processed before the dissolution of Parliament in May, the final decision now depends on the parliamentary timetable and legislative processes.
The Public Order Act is going through amendment. You know that was thrown to the public to indicate what we should have in that same document. But before it is amended, which will be amended soon, against the contributions from stakeholders, let people follow procedure.
Hear me correctly. It is not happening now. Now it's supposed to go to Parliament, which should be processed. Everything was done already. That thing was done last year. I thought that's what citizens demanded or demanding. Except that your people don't bring the negative before getting the truth. Relax, to be done.
A good governance activist and human rights defender, Ngandi Malagiti, has advised the opposition Patriotic Front, PF, to carefully assess its next steps following the recent High Court judgment, saying ordinary supporters should not be left as captives of internal political disputes. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Monajiti says the matter is essentially internal and should be handled in a way that helps the party regroup quickly and make sense of the current circumstances. His remarks follow Lusaka High Court Judge Concepta Zulu's ruling that the convention held by Mao Sampa on the 23rd of October 2023 was legitimate because there was no central committee at the time. The court further found that the 8 senior party members, who include Brian Mundubile, Stephen Kampiongo, Christopher Kangombe, Remember Mutale, Mulenga Fuwe, Mototwe Kafwaya, Emmanuel Musonda, and Raphael Nakachinda, who challenged the convention, failed to provide sufficient evidence to support their case. Mr. Monajiti says PF leaders now need to discuss the way forward in a manner that protects the interests of party members and supporters while avoiding unnecessary disruption.
At the end of the day, they are serious in the situation where they must choose how they intend to gain political. One of the parties took the matter to court, and as it were, you know, party who wishes to either disagree or agree, they have the right for people to see how they want to proceed. Because as it is now, the judgment was made, but at the end of the day, and they must decide based on what they have. At the end of the day, that's a political party, and across the political party, Zambia, and the Zambians, you know, in this view, should not be held captive by dynamics in the political party. So the political parties who are still in the issue must discuss and look at what they want to do. On the other hand, there are Zambians who are not necessarily part and part of what is happening in court, but they are affected. The reasonable thing would be to look at what makes sense under the circumstances.
Meanwhile, lawyer representing the ape, Jonas Simba, says his clients are yet to advise on whether to appeal the outcome or not. UPND Alliance Chairperson Charles Melupi says it is unlikely that opposition parties will unite ahead of this year's elections because of what he describes as a hunger for power. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Melupi says despite repeated calls for unity, the opposition remains fragmented and lacks a common agenda. He claims that the divisions among opposition leaders show that the various groupings are more focused on individual ambitions than on presenting a united front and providing alternatives to some failures incurred by the current administration. This, he says, makes their relevance weak and difficult for them to speak with one voice on key national issues. However, Mr. Melupi says the current political environment shows that the government has opened up democratic space, allowing opposition parties to hold conventions and elect leaders freely. He adds that opposition unity is not a threat to the alliance.
Those are coming together for the sake of removing President Akaneke. I hear many voices in the opposition. I hear Fred Membe. I hear Harry Kalava. I hear Brian Mundubile. I hear Makebi Zulu and all the others that have fallen by the wayside. And the reason why you have so much is because they do not have a common agenda. And for us to have generated a common agenda, we had to analyze what was wrong with the country. These don't have. First of all, they have to decide what is it we are doing wrong. I don't see a united opposition. I see people in camps. Are they going to unite? No. Is it our responsibility to unite them? No. If they are independent people, there is a level playing field. That's why they are there. That's why they can hold the convention, that they elect themselves.
Former Deputy Finance Minister Jonas Shakafuswa says despite President Hakainde Hichilema's positive economic performance, the perceived oppression of divergent views is overshadowing his success ahead of this year's elections. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Shakafuswa says the alleged arbitrary arrests of opposition leaders and restrictions on political activity are becoming more noticeable than the economic gains recorded by the government. He says the situation is creating an awkward image for the president, whom he believes should focus on strengthening the positive developments while addressing concerns around human rights and democratic freedoms. Mr. Shakafuswa also alleges that the current political environment is marked by heavy-handedness from state institutions, including Parliament, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, and the police, which he says is affecting public confidence. However, he predicts that this year's elections are unlikely to be competitive, as opposition members appear to be targeted following recent arrests such as that of Brian Mundubile, the brief detention of Makebi Zulu, and an influx of defections, a situation he believes could undermine the credibility of the polls.
And Hichilema is trying his best on the economic front. He's failing on people's rights of association, failing for people's right to express themselves. He is failing on the democratic front. He's like, he's made a lot of aid in uplifting the economy. People might not be seeing it, but it's got a lot of good which is done, which is overcrowding with a lot of bad. And I think what we need, like at the moment today, is him concentrating on the good and negating on the bad, for him to come out as a better president for all Zambians. Environment so far shows that we won't have a competitive election.
In global news, global oil prices jumped and stocks fell sharply on Monday morning.